What happens next is we have established a committee that drafted the standard, and they will be given all the comments that we get and consider whether they can be used to improve the standard or not. And then when all of the comments are considered, we will submit a final version of the document to our board for approval, and then it will be available hopefully by Q4 this year as an Irish standard, which can be used by chartered engineers when they're assessing dwellings with these problems.
And this is one of the recommendations that was set out in the expert panel report, so it is vital that people do have their say.
The expert panel published its report, and the first recommendation was that NSAI would develop a protocol. And I suppose that was because at the time there was nothing. This is a new problem. The mica problem in particular is a very new problem. There was no standard existing. So the engineers and people who are looking, and the builders who are looking at the problem, didn't have one particular agreed set of recommendations to follow. So hopefully having this protocol now with an agreed way of assessing the building, an agreed way of testing and the number of samples to take and all that will make it much more easier for all those involved. There'll be a consistent approach to assessing the building and to coming to conclusions about the state of the building, how it's going to behave in the future and what might be done to fix it.